On March 22nd, an Irish Jesuit priest became the 77th person to receive the Freedom of Dublin Award. Father Peter McVerry received the honor for his tireless work over the last 40 years with young homeless people in the Irish capital. Father Peter set up the Peter McVerry Trust with the aim of reducing homelessness and the harm caused by drug misuse and social disadvantage. The services that the Trust provides include an informal drop-in center, which is the first point of contact for many young homeless people, supporting temporary accommodation and drug treatment facilities. There are also three services that offer support and accommodation for homeless children aged between 12 and 18. Father Peter spoke with Lydia O'Kane.
Tell me what the award means to you.
Well, it's I don't feel I deserved it. I mean, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. It's a choice I've made, which I'm very, very happy to have made. I don't think you should get awards for doing things that you want to do and that you enjoy doing. But I appreciate very much the honor and the recognition above all that homelessness is an important issue in Dublin, and that it is important that the whole issue of homelessness be addressed. So I think it is a recognition of that fact, and I think that's important in the Dublin context.
You quoted a fellow Jesuit in your speech, Pope Francis.
Well, he set the Church on a new direction. The Church has been proclaiming a God of the law for too long. The Church has been proclaiming a God who has laid down laws that God wants us to obey. And if we obey those laws, then we will be rewarded with a place in heaven. Now, I think Pope Francis is setting us on a whole new path, and is proclaiming a God of compassion, a God who really cares about us and about our situation, and who is very anxious that we live together as a world, as a family, as the family of God, living together, caring for each other, sharing what we have, respecting every other person, and acknowledging their dignity. And I think that's the message of the Gospels. And I think Francis is bringing us back to the spirituality of the Gospels. And I think that's a fundamental shift, I think, for the Church today. And probably one, I hope, that is irreversible.
I wanted to come back to a kind of go full circle and start from the beginning in that. How did you get started working with homeless people in Dublin?
Well, it began just by accident. I was working in the inner city, and we were working with young people who were very, very disadvantaged. But it was when we came across a young child, 9 years of age, sleeping on the street, that we decided to add to the services for young people that we were already running, a small hostel for six young people up to the age of 16. So we opened that hostel, ran that hostel for a few years. Then the young people were leaving that at 16, 16 and a half, and going back onto the streets. So we opened another hostel for the older age group, and then things just snowballed from there on. And we ended up having 12 hostels and 4 drug treatment centres and 100 apartments and the organisation that we have today. But it began by accident, and it simply grew organically, responding to the varying and differing needs of homeless young people.
Now, your organisation is the Father Peter McVerry Trust, and it's run, if correct me if I'm wrong, in Ballymun, which is seen as a rather deprived area of Dublin.
Well, I'm associated with Ballymun because I've been living there for the last 34 years. But our organisation, we span the whole of Dublin. We have hostels from way over on the north side of Dublin, right through to the very south side of Dublin. So we cover the whole of the Dublin area with hostels. We began in Ballymun. We opened a small little flat in Ballymun to use as a hostel for homeless young people. And so we're associated very much with Ballymun, but in fact we're a Dublin citywide organisation at this stage.
You mentioned also that your trust provides drug rehabilitation. How serious a problem is that in the city?
Well, it's an enormous problem. There's a huge drug problem, particularly in the more deprived areas of Dublin. And of course, many homeless people end up getting involved in drugs because life as a homeless person is so meaningless and so boring. Every day that people are very, very likely to try and take drugs to try and reduce that that boredom and that meaninglessness. So it is an enormous problem in the Dublin area and a growing problem. There are more and more drugs becoming available. Each new drug that becomes available is worse than the last one. And indeed, the drug problem has already spread way outside Dublin and is now a problem in every city and town in Ireland, even in some very small villages in Ireland. They now have a growing drug problem. So it's a terrible, it's an enormous problem, and it's getting worse by the week.
Ireland in the last few years has been in the grip of an economic crisis. From what you have seen, has the number of homeless people really reached a higher level because people can't find jobs because of the economic situation in the country?
Well, it has. But I think we have to remember that even during the boom years of Celtic Tiger here in Ireland, the number of homeless people actually doubled from 2,500 to 5,000 during those boom years when we had more money than we knew what to do with. And that's an absolute scandal. Now, since the recession, the number of homeless people obviously is growing, and the nature of homeless people is changing. The traditional image of homeless people is of drug users and alcoholics and people with mental health problems, but that's no longer true. The majority now of people who are becoming homeless are ordinary working class, even middle class people who can no longer afford to pay the rents, because the rents and private rented accommodation is going through the roof at the moment. Are there people whose relationships have broken down and they've had to leave the home that they've been sharing with somebody else? So it's a growing problem now. There are official figures suggest there are 6 new people becoming homeless every day in the Dublin area alone. And as I say, the vast majority of them are just ordinary people who don't have the money to go out and purchase accommodation for themselves.
Just regarding young people, you talk about young people and homeless young people. From that perspective, how do they get on the road to being homeless? What is it? They've taken a wrong path, they get involved in drugs. What do you see as a pattern?
No, for young people who become homeless, it's never their fault. They are victims of a family situation over which they have no control. So what is happening is a relationship between the young person and their maybe one of or both of their parents breaks down. That can be for a wide variety of causes. It can be because of alcoholism in the home, or abuse or drug abuse amongst parents. Or it's just a breakdown in relationship. Things just start going wrong and there isn't the support and help needed to try and mend relationships within the family. And so things just deteriorate to the point where the young person just walks out of the home. So it's always young people who leave home are always victims, victims of a situation over which they have no control. And the answer to that is early intervention in families and in early childhood. The problems, person doesn't become homeless on March 31st, 2014. Homelessness is a process that might take many years before the young person eventually and ultimately leaves home swearing they're never going to return. And the earlier in that process that we can intervene, then the more likely it is we can reduce the level of young people leaving home. But those early intervention programs are few and far between. They're very under-resourced. And so when problems arise in families, very often there's very little help to try and deal with those problems. And so the problems just get worse and worse and worse.
You talk about the family there, and Pope Francis there's an up-and-coming synod on the family here in Rome coming up. But just looking at the family in general, is that something that the church can take a lead on? Is it something that is really under threat in Ireland, the actual challenges to the family unit?
No, I don't think so. But I think the nature of the family unit is changing. There are lots and lots of families now where parents are not formally married. There are lots of single parent families. So the nature of the family is changing. And I think the church's role is to support those relationships in a non-judgmental way. in a non-condemnatory way to support relationships like that wherever they are. We also have in Ireland, we've had up to perhaps the last 15 or 20 years, we've had a very idealistic concept of family, that family was a wonderful place to be and everybody was very happy in the family home. And it's only with recent events and court cases and inquiries that we realise that there are a significant minority of children who are growing up in very, very unhappy homes and very, very unsafe homes. And I think that's where the church's priority should be. It should be in trying to intervene and support families in difficulties. I mean, the church's role, its mission is particularly to reach out to those in difficulties, as Pope Francis keeps emphasizing, and reaching out to those families which are deprived, where there is poverty, where there is poor education. I think that's where the church should be focusing its attention.
Just one final question, Father Peter. I mean, how can you break the cycle of homelessness?
Well, I think there's two problems of homelessness. There's young people who become homeless, and then there are adults who become homeless. You break the cycle of homelessness amongst young people by early intervention, by intervening very early in families which are experiencing difficulties. And you intervene in those areas of deprivation from which most homeless young people come. So having a wide range and well-funded early intervention programs is key to reducing homelessness amongst young people. Amongst adults, the question is poverty. We've got to provide appropriate accommodation at a price that people can afford. Having a home, having a place to call home, is a fundamental human right. So it's a right without which, if you don't have a home, if you don't have a place you can call home, it is impossible to live a humane and dignified life. So I think in any society, and any civilized Christian society certainly, I think we ought to enshrine the right to a home in its constitution and laws, and ensure that that right is available to every single person who lives in that country. So I think for adults who become homeless, it's a question of poverty, and it's a question of reducing or eliminating poverty so that people can actually afford to pay for their own, whether it's purchased or rented accommodation.